Football, I think, was the big story this year, and the biggest story had to be the Lovington Wildcats anytime you win a state championship, but they've made it almost routine up there. Tell us about the Wildcats season and about their championship.
Well, they finished the previous year kind of with a bitter taste in their mouth, playing in the championship in Portales, who got to host it at the Eastern's stadium up there in Portales. But major blowout in favor of Portales. So that definitely, not only was it a game that you lost big, but also a district opponent, which makes it even worse. So
Yeah. That
whole season was wanting to be thrown in the trash. And this new season for Coach Quinones, definitely a whole different story. Team was rolling throughout the whole regular season. And in fact, they blew out Portales in the district schedule, and I think they finished up against Ruidoso like 60-0 was the final in that final regular season game.
But and they and Hobbs probably played one of the I don't know if technically you're a coach, you would know. I don't know if technically it was one of the greatest football games ever played, but as a fan, that game was incredible to watch.
Right, and points production in about the 90s, somewhere in the 90 range, I remember that. Was it 49, 48?
Yeah, 97 points, yeah.
And, of course, the first thing you're going to think of is where was the defense, but it's a rivalry, and fans want to see some excitement. So, you know, sometimes the defense doesn't play as maybe as strong as you'd like them to
well,
play.
Well, and, you know, anytime you get two or three touchdowns in the final minute, that's exciting.
Correct, yeah. And it's one of those catch-22 games that every year we keep discussing whether or not that game should be played on both standpoints.
Yeah.
Lovington wants to play it. I mean, they want it to be a chance to beat a 5A, but Hobbs, of course, has the juggernaut of, you know, win it, you're supposed to, lose it, and this was an uh-oh time this year for them.
Yeah, and but, you know, again, the fans wouldn't let this go. I mean, you get a 49-48 game, and everybody in creation's going to say, yes, you need to play this game, obviously.
Yeah, even Hobbs fans have to look at it one way. That's the 3A champion. I mean,
in Texas,
that could be a 5A school in terms of talent. I mean, you never know what's going to happen next door. But, again, that's definitely a big game. And rival games, you just need to throw out all the division distinctions and just go with the teams on the field.
You know, I had heard talk going into Lovington season, this was going to be a big year, and they felt good because they had gone to a championship game. They had a lot of the kids in skill positions back. But where are they now? They've got the championship. Where are they going to be with who they graduate this year?
Well, I think they're still be in very good shape. They got quite a bit of the receiving core coming back. You got to remember, Jacob Jamison threw for over 2,500 yards this year as the quarterback. So that's definitely some big numbers. And opened up the playoffs, outscoring their first two opponents 80-0.
Wow.
And that's just, you know, demolition going on there. Had a test there against Socorro, 28-21 in the championship game. So they are tested. Some people said they're a little bit weak against the run, especially up the middle. And Socorro did test them on that. That's something they're going to have to shore up for this next year. But offensively, I mean, average 484 yards a game during the regular season. And like I said, a lot of those receivers and some of the backs are coming back for next year. And they even had 2,300 yards on the ground. I mean, this is one of the most balanced offenses you're going to see in the state this past season. And Coach Quinones, that's his first state championship, 16 for Lovington overall, which is there's only a couple schools that have beaten that in football, period. But I think Artesia might be the only one, actually, at this point. But a lot of the nucleus is coming back. And they're going to lose some key people. I don't have a list of those guys with me right now, but Lovington's always expected to be deep in the playoffs.
You know, is it fair at this point to say Lovington is to football what Hobbs is to basketball?
Yeah, and I think it's important too that you know, the divisions are kind of differently stacked. The 3A doesn't have as many teams. It's a little bit more a dominating factor for Lovington. Of course, they represent the South very well. I mean, in fact, they're probably the only team in the South that's year after year getting as far as they do.
Sure.
So, again, and they're, you know, going up against private schools, and, you know, some states don't have to worry about that, but Lovington has to go against the recruiting and some of the other things that some of those schools can do. So it's a feather in the cap of Coach Quinones. He's been there, I think, 15, 20 years now, mostly as an assistant, but now he's got his first state championship.
Well, congratulations, Coach. We've waited a long time through a lot of starts and stops with football in Hobbs. New coaches come in. They have different plans. So Coach Dowler came in this year, his first year, and I remember my first interview with him, and he said, we're going to run. And I thought, well, I hope if that's a plan, that's what you do. And they did. I mean, we haven't had – I don't know if we've – outside of the two or three years there with Timmy Smith, if we've ever had a team that could run the football like this. But – Overall, how was the team, in your estimation?
Well, you mentioned Timmy Smith and, of course, his nephew, P.J. Smith, the top back for the Hobbs Eagles, of course, especially out of that running type of game, over 2,200 yards. I forget exactly how many he was behind his uncle, Timmy Smith, but very close to the record.
Not by much. He came pretty darn close to it.
Yeah, very close deal there. Hobbs' record not the best coming into the playoffs, but this is not the same playoffs we've seen the last few years where they had 16 teams in. Hobbs had to earn their spot, barely got in the back door there. Hobbs and Carlsbad were the last couple seeds in the 12-team field this year. Some people wondered if they even should have made the playoffs, but I think they set that tone pretty heavy when they won that big game over Rio Rancho, 56-43, 99-point score. That was at Rio Rancho, which was expected to win pretty easily. 1,133 combined yards between the two teams, so it's kind of like the Lovington-Hobbs matchup all over again. And this is a team that knocked them out of the playoffs. Was it the year before or maybe 2 years ago here in Hobbs? So Hobbs is winning that game through much of it and ended up not getting to the next round.
But now, before that game, Coach Dallard said, if we can win a playoff game, it'll turn the program around. As a former coach yourself, is that a fair statement? Can you turn a program around with one game?
Well, quite possibly, but you got to remember P.J. Smith's not there as one. And I know it's not fair to put it all on one guy's shoulders, but that's definitely an offense set up for him. Not that Coach Dollar brought it in just for him, but that offense is working for him. So they've got a couple backs in the offing that they'll hopefully work into those positions. But I don't see any changes in the offense. I know I talked to Coach Dollar about that, and that's his bread and butter. He wants that type of offense.
Well, and a lot of those pieces are going to be back next year.
Correct, yes. There'll be several guys, and they're working some new running backs in, and of course you got to have guys ready for that position. Not just the guy in the backfield, the tailback, but you also have your wing backs as well that have to be good runners. And you got the two the twins coming back, the Wilson brothers, which were filled quarterback and the slot back position, wing back. So those guys have got some talent there. But again, trying to fill the shoes of P.J. Smith defensively, though, that's the area that really needs some looking at. And Coach first admit that. Passing game defense, a lot of teams are shredding them. Rio Rancho did in the first time they played them, in Artesia, of course. But they have to work on that. And then the running defense, a little bit weak as well. But that's something they can work off in the offseason.
You know, Ty, so many of those kids play both ways. And the games I went to, I really, in the second half, I would make a conscious effort to watch some of the kids playing defense late in the game to see how that affected them. And you think as a fan, and God knows I don't know anything about football compared to a real educated football fan, but you think there's got to be a way to develop more defense players on defense who play that primarily. They may get in a few offensive plays, but where they're not gassed at the end of the game. And with that many kids out there, isn't that something that coaches, and maybe not just the Hobbs program, but generally, they try and get the best athletes out there all game, I understand. But it seems like that's something that could help the defense if you had more players who just really concentrated on that.
Well, and kind of evidence of what you're saying is, late in the season, they had a couple players that went out with concussions that were playing both ways. Diego Rosa and one of the Wilson twins got concussions in the same game, and they're playing both ways. So that kind of explains it right there. That it's easy to say that, but in terms of getting the talent out, there's a lot of off-season sports and workouts now that other coaches expect you to be there. They're not saying don't play the other sports, but they're also reminding the kid, hey, there's other guys working full year at this sport, and there's a chance they can knock you out of a spot. So a little bit of a pressure situation for some of these players.
Yeah, and, you know, Ty, when I was so close to baseball, I remember that. The Russell kid and J.J. Hicks, several of them that played baseball and football, and they've always had that pressure. They were getting ready in the spring for baseball, but they were still under pressure to be in the football program, and it is tough. It's a difficult thing to do. But it's still, I think, for Coach Gilmore to put that team together the way he did and finish with the record they did was one thing. And then this year, he's starting time more and more to remind me of Coach Tasker. When you interview Coach Gilmore before the season starts, we're too small, we're too slow, we're too inexperienced, we're too all these things, and here they are, 6-0. What is going on this year?
Well, you keep hearing the term blue collar being spread around with fans in Hobbs, trying to go back to, they're saying, old school type of Hobbs Eagle mentality of real tough pressure defense, not letting up, getting the steals and the layups, which a lot of fans that have been here a while are pretty much expecting there at Tasker Arena especially. But you see some outside shooting, which we haven't had, at least in the three-point range, for a couple seasons. It's really starting to show up from the outside. So that's one big area. Guys that are scrapping will go to the hardwood, slide after the ball when there's a jump. You know, any type of situation like that, guys are going to get after. But I think the defensive pressure is really going to up the ante this year, which we didn't see as much of last year. We had some bigger guys down low that we could post up more, but they're not the type of guys that are going to slide and get the floor burned like the Hobbs group this year. But I think outside shooting is the other area that we're going to see some big improvements. And boy, a great start already for Shelby Reeves. Was averaging 22 into the last game, and dropped a little bit the last game that they played, but the same time, I mean, they beat a number two team out of Texas, Lubbock Estacado, beat another team out of El Paso this past week that knocked off the number nine team in Texas. So, and it's, things are going well at this point, and have yet to play a New Mexico team, and they're 6-0.
Yeah, and you know, Ty, when I interviewed Coach Gilmore before the start of the season, he seemed to be preparing the fans for tough days at the start of the season. He went through that schedule, and it was almost as though he was saying, you know, if we're 3-3 or 4-4 or something like that, just be patient. We'll round into shape. And then they start knocking these games down, and I'm thinking, I don't believe he even thought they'd be 6-0.
No, he said that numerous times. Of course, the size is one issue. You have Brandon Maranovich, I think 6'4", but that's as big as you get. The rest of them are 6'1", or even lower than that. So, but you got to remember last year, I mean, this team was 20-4. I mean, we keep forgetting that because they got blown out at the end, and that can happen at any moment. So that's a thing. The Eagles, and I don't think this is a team that's going to get big heads very quickly. So that's one good thing about the group. And I see a lot of chemistry that I didn't see with the group last year. A little bit more individual styles from last year's team versus this one. So I think the fans, although the fans haven't overwhelmingly gotten into the gym yet, I'm not quite sure why that's happening. I know it's Christmas season, but I think, I don't know what other competition going on or what, but still, I think they're going to start coming aboard pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we're only 2 weeks away from the holiday tournament, and this is a great one. I mean, I've seen that schedule. This it'll be packed for the holiday tournament, I'm sure.
And when I first saw that, and judging by the preseason, thinking, oh boy, Hobbs is going to have their hands full. But they always have good competition here, but I thought, oh boy, this is going to be a mess. And seeing how they've started, though, it looks like it's going to be an exciting tournament. And it's only exciting if Hobbs is going to do well at the tournament, which I think that's a good shot of that this year.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had many years, but when you catch one of those years, a couple, 3 years ago when everybody got hurt in the middle of the tournament and they weren't there at the end, it's not a lot of fun.
Well, and that one problem with that setup that year was that they had those back-to-back games on that day, which was the, Coach Gilmore will be the first to admit, the worst situation, especially when your best player, Jeff Taylor, goes down with an ankle injury, which, by the way, he's I believe he's the top scorer right now for Vanderbilt, doing a great job over there.
You know, that's always so much fun to see when we have a lot of kids that go into some level of college basketball, but this is another one that's gone to Division I and starting right from the get-go and playing very well in Division I.